Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. In our latest episode, Steve's focus is on multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, arranger, and bandleader Marcus Miller. His apprenticeship with Miles Davis taught him about putting bands together and giving audiences what they want. Miller learned these lessons well and has created a major discography of his own, using the electric bass as a lead voice, identifying him as a potent leader on the modern jazz scene. It's all yours, Steve Gedrose.
Electric bassist Etienne Girard and his quintet will play some progressive rock tunes featuring tracks by some of his favorite bass players for us tonight. My mission, which I've chosen to accept, is to relate the tunes that we're going to hear to the jazz universe. While some of these players and bands have explored the jazz genre, I'd like to go sideways to profile an electric bassist with deep jazz roots. His name is Marcus Miller. William Henry Marcus Miller Jr. was born on June 14, 1959 in Brooklyn, New York. He was raised in a musical family that included his father, William Miller, a church organist and choir director, and jazz pianist Wynton Kelly, who was a Miles Davis alumnus. Besides being a celebrated electric bass player, Marcus Miller is classically trained as a clarinetist. In addition, he plays keyboards, saxophone, and guitar. He has also put together an extensive career as a jazz arranger and composer, bandleader, and producer. Early in his career, Miller became a session musician, appearing on over 500 albums. This work has broad appeal as he contributed to recordings by a diverse list of artists like Michael Jackson, Beyoncé, Wayne Shorter, Frank Sinatra, Donald Fagen, Herbie Hancock, David Sanborn, and the Dark Prince himself, Miles Davis. He also had a 15-year writing and production partnership with soul singer Luther Vandross. Their collaborations resulted in 13 consecutive platinum-selling albums, of which Miller produced 7. He won the Most Valuable Player Award given by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences to recognize studio musicians 3 years in a row, and was subsequently awarded Player Emeritus status and retired from eligibility. I guess they wanted somebody else to have a shot at winning this thing. Miller was a member of the Saturday Night Live band in 1988 and 89. Between 1988 and 1990, he appeared both as musical director and as the house band bass player in the Sunday Night Band during 2 seasons of Sunday Night on NBC late night television. In the 90s, Miller began to write his own music and make his own records, putting a number of bands together and touring regularly. In 2012, Miller was appointed an UNESCO Artist for Peace, supporting and promoting the UNESCO Slave Route Project. This project breaks the silence surrounding the slave trade and slavery that has affected all continents and caused great upheavals that have shaped our modern societies. Miller hosts a jazz history and influences show called Miller Time with Marcus Miller on the Real Jazz channel of the Sirius XM Holding satellite radio system. In addition to his recording and performance career, Miller has established a parallel path as a film score composer. Most recently, he wrote the score for Marshall, a film about Thurgood Marshall, who was the first African-American Supreme Court justice in the United States. Miller is noted for playing a 1977 Fender Jazz Bass, and for a number of years, Fender made a Marcus Miller signature model in both 4- and 5-string versions. In 2015, he began endorsing Sire Guitars, with whom he has a signature line of basses. In that same year, the Dunlop Company began producing Marcus Miller Super Bright bass strings. With any stringed instrument, there are techniques that add colors to their sound. Several common methods that electric bass players use, and we'll hear a lot of that tonight, are slapping and popping. These are ways to produce percussive sounds on the bass by bouncing strings against the fretboard. Miller is an absolute master of these approaches and uses them in many variations to add spice to his bass lines. 2-2 is an album that jazz trumpeter Miles Davis made in 1986. 2-2 divided critics and listeners when it was released. It did, however, become one of the defining jazz albums of its decade and attracted a young, new audience, while alienating many other jazz listeners because of its heavy reliance on drum machines and synthesizers. Davis received the 1987 Best Jazz Instrumental Performance Soloist Grammy Award for his playing on this album. The record also won a Grammy for the Best Album Package, including album cover and graphic arts, with photography by Aiko Ishioka, who took a stunning portrait of Miles for the cover. Marcus Miller is listed as arranger, producer, synthesizer, programmer, bassist, multi-instrumentalist, and composer on this controversial record. I'd like to sample the title track for you now. This is number one, Please Rolly. This is 2-2 from an album of the same name, released by Miles Davis in 1986. Tutu from an album of the same name from 1986. Next, I'd like to move to a live recording that Miller made fronting his own band. This one is called the Ozell Tapes, the official bootleg. It's a curious title, as this is official to be sure, but it's no bootleg. These tapes are from the band's 2002 tour, straight from the soundboard without any remixing. The tapes are not from a single concert, but the best performances from the entire tour. Miller's considerable talents come into focus in spontaneous settings where he walks the line between original or covered material and between arranged and improvised music. The recording contains two sets on a pair of CDs. The music vacillates between the sacred and the profane, but it's all from the heart of the groove. I'd like to sample Miller's version of a well-known and historically significant song by George and Ira Gershwin called I Loves You, Porgy. This is taken from the opera Porgy and Bess that was originally written in 1935. Of course, Miles Davis and Gil Evans recorded an acclaimed jazz version of this music in 1958. Marcus is well aware of this history and brings his own brand of magic to this version. The tune opens in a style reminiscent of Miles, with muted trumpet played by Patches Stewart. Dean Brown is on guitar, and Miller delivers this gorgeous melody on his bass. So this is number two, please, Roly. This is I Loves You, Porgy. Loves You Porgy from the Ozell Tapes, the official bootleg, released in 2003 on the Telarc record label. Now we'll hear a sample of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground, which first appeared on Inner Visions in 1973. Marcus Miller recorded his version on his CD simply titled Marcus from 2008. Miller has the ability to transform a simple funk piece and make it of interest to jazz listeners through his musicianship, creativity, and imagination. On Marcus, he uses different personnel and instrumentation on every selection, playing a bewildering assortment of instruments himself in addition to his distinctive electric bass. Just some of his credits on this album include beat programming, clarinet, bass clarinet, clavinet, drum programming, drums, Fender Rhodes, fretless bass, synthesizer bass, acoustic guitar, sitar, Moog synthesizer, organ, percussion, and piano. All of that is in addition to his work as audio engineer and audio producer. No wonder he named this album after himself. Once again, Marcus takes the melody with a funky and emphatic alto saxophone solo by David Sanborn, who Miller has worked with in many different settings. This is number 3, Please Rolly. This is Higher Ground, as recorded on Marcus. Thank you. Yeah, give it up. A little piece from Higher Ground is recorded on Marcus, released in 2008 on the Concord Jazz label. This next track underlines Miller's extensive knowledge of the history of American music, particularly music created by African Americans. My final sample is I'll Be There. This is taken from Miller's album called Renaissance from 2012. Renaissance was Miller's first studio recording in 5 years. The title reflects the idea that music needs a rebirth to keep up with the creative possibilities afforded by technology and to reflect the ever-shifting, politically charged cultural landscape. I'll Be There is a song written by Berry Gordy, Hal Davis, Bob West, and Willie Hutch. The song was originally recorded by the Jackson 5 and released by Motown Records on August 28, 1970, as the first single from their recording, a simply known as third album. Produced by the songwriters, I'll Be There was the Jackson 5's fourth number one hit in a row, making them the first black male group to achieve four consecutive number one pop hits. I'll Be There is also notable as the most successful single released by Motown during its Detroit era, which lasted from 1959 to 1972. It was also the most successful single ever released by the Jackson 5. Miller uses this song to close his set, showcasing his gift for lyricism and understatement. I hope that you enjoy the Marcus Miller's rendition of I'll Be There. This is number four, please, Rolly. Thank you. beautiful. I'll be there for Marcus Miller's CD called Renaissance from 2012 on the Concord Jazz label. Marcus Miller has been dubbed one of the most influential artists of our time. He has remained on the top of his game for over 35 years. It is impossible to discuss and sample his vast discography in the time that I have tonight, but I encourage you to check out some of his recordings. His 2015 release, Aphrodisia, was inspired by his work on the UNESCO Slave Root Project. The record, described as a masterful contemporary reflection of transcontinental rhythms and melodies that have migrated through the bodies and spirits of African slaves as they were transported to South America, the Caribbean, and the United States, before refracting back across the globe in the contemporary era through jazz, R&B, and hip-hop. That recording was released on the fabled Blue Note label and was followed up in 2018 with Laid Black, also on the Blue Note label. That concludes my brief look at the electric bassist Marcus Miller. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We hope that you enjoyed Steve's short exploration into the music of Marcus Miller. As we said earlier, he has released many more recordings that we can include here. There's much more to discover. Long may he run with his imaginative playing and social awareness. We recorded the live presentation in April 2019. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Rolly Mitten. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.